Don Seke Twam, Io Kixipayo, Wan and Skak. Hopefully everybody is awake. And Adam, I'm here with Wayne Jackson again, a Cree language teacher with University of Blue Quills and many different areas. He's joining me today to teach us a little bit of the Hewewin on work words. Now, we talked about VAIs and the use of those, but of course, we have what we call transitive verbs, right? So that's when there's like a transfer of action in that verb. Right,
your action now is either an object or a person or a thing.
Okay, so it's either inanimate or animate.
Yep.
Okay, so I know that when I first started my language journey and I was hammering all of these nouns, I didn't realize that the Cree language was based on animate and inanimate. Mm-hmm. So I had to come back and learn what was animate and what was inanimate, right? So, you know, you have a person, you know, napeo for a man, but then you have a chair, titapuin, which is inanimate. So those are used different ways. So if we're going to use the word atoske, how we said for work as a VAI, how would we use it as a VTI, as a transitive inanimate?
Okay, so usually what it is going to be something like a VTI is going to be in it. So atoskata, atoskata.
Atoskata.
Nitatoskatin, I'm working at something.
Nitatoskatin. I'm working.
Kituhtsigyon, music.
Yeah.
I'm working at music.
Okay, or you're working at your desk or your work. Oh, I guess that's a location. Okay, so then you're working with something, not with another person or animate object. So if we were going to work with something now animate, so a VTA, what they call a transitive animate, what would that one be for atoske?
Atosko.
Atosko. So they'll always have that A, that long A and that W on the third.
Okay, so it'll be an AW.
AW.
Short AW.
Short AW.
Atosko. To work for someone.
To work for someone. So this person is working for that person.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the first form, so I'm working for you, because now we have a million different combinations we can use with VTAs, because I could be working for you, you could be working for me, we could be working for them. So let's just do a few of them. I am working for you. See, nitatos
kawao
is for I am working for you.
Yeah.
And then you are working for me.
Kitatos kawin. It was a little different. There's a little different. They call them set one, set two, direct and inverse. So that's a little different. You're working for me.
Yeah, because you're changing the direction now, right?
Yes, yes.
And then, so now let's say third person, I'm working for that person.
So now I'm using a conjunct?
So you're using the conjunct form, which you always see the E.
Yep.
On, unless it's a future or a past, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. So atoskawak, I'm working for them in conjunct.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to now say, I will work for them in the future,
ewi atoskawagik.
Ewi atoskawagik.
Yeah, so now you're changing it from third person singular to third person plural. Them, they, them.
They, them, right?
Atoskawagik. Ewi atoskawagik.
All right. Mm-hmm. Talking with Wayne Jackson. You have any work stories you want to share today? Quick ones?
Yeah, go on, my mom. Tonight, tomorrow, I'm going to ask you to give me a touch again. You give me a touch, Scott, tomorrow, tomorrow.
Yeah, I play music. I'm
going to go on. Not the snake you to ask cheap, I give me some more on you go. Email, get them. You go, you go, I meet the animal, boy, it's a piece by no duty, knock. Gapisin, tuot sen gito tanik di library o Stanley Miller Library gito tane. Tago tane ko kichigi mo na wina maga tanti maga os ko gape ka wina kswag. Uta ceo. Tuot sa gaktape piagis pa ko may ni ni ganat tak di tago tane o ta. So anyways, my I was actually going to do a recording here, and this was like 2 weeks ago. And I got the email in my email, looked at it and read it, and said, okay, it's a Sunday, so I'll come. Yeah. So I arrived here, camped the night before with my sister. I said, yeah, I'm going to go add a meal. So arrived at the Stanley Mill Library, asked for that person, that female that I was supposed to meet there, was organizing it. Then I looked at the email, November 17th. Here was November 10th. So, Wapas in Hawaii.
Way too early. Awesome. Again, talking with Wayne Jackson today about some work words. And, you know, we talked about money and we talked about payday. And, you know, it's a tough time right now, Wayne, right?
I am, man.
So what about, what do we say if we're broke? If we say we payday's done and we have no money.
A couple ways you could say it. The one that mom used to always use is big upain, I'm broke. Like, you're literally saying I'm broken, like big upain.
Okay.
But that interprets as I'm
it's kind of how the English, that's kind of how the English word uses it, right? So again, kitwang?
Nipigupayin. Exxon, man.
Yeah.
And then there's the one with Sunyao. Muinto Sunyamin. Muinto Sunyamin.
No money.
I have no cash.
Sunyao.
No cash.
Yeah. Kitayao tsi Sunyao.
Kitayao, yeah.
Kitayao. Do you have, right?
Kito Sunyamin. Kito Sunyamin.
Do you have money?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe we could borrow.
Nice to know, Owen. Nice to know.
Yeah, you want money too.
Nice to us. Nice to know.
We all want money.
You got 20.
You got 20, right?
Danihio in 20.
Yeah. Once again, chatting with Wayne Jackson about some work words, talking about money, talking about lunchtime, being early, being late, being hard, things like that. Good morning, good afternoon. Just a few words that you guys can use for your work day. Now you guys can go to work and borrow money from your coworkers and tell them they're lazy and all of those things.
More, <yeah. laughs>
I want to say hi, thank you, Kinanaskumpton, to Wayne Jackson for joining us here again. Where can people find some of your language journey online, Wayne?
I guess I should plug the album.
I
recently released two albums this year with Nutsugugambo, is where I grew up, and a lot of the songs are about language. They're all in our Nihio language. So download the album. There's also a kids album.
Oh.
There's also a kids album, which we did with the NCI, with NCI's Nihiwi Culture Institute, which I've been part of for immersion efforts.
Okay.
And I'm always a big proponent of immersion, get immersion going. So Blue Quills, my website, and then also Nihiwi Culture. We actually are doing some classes here in the city for a while, but I've moved away, so I'm hard-pressed to actually come on Saturdays.
Gotcha. Okay, so I know that you hit your full album is in the Hayway Win, right? And it's not something that we see too often. Not. Maybe Brian McDonald.
Carl Quinn.
Hopefully we see more of it.
Yes.
But we can't wait to have you back again right here. Join us again on another episode next Sunday for more Bigate Wa Poi Egua.
Maski Gua Pui Moya. Nihiwe Win.